Hello everyone, thank you for once again pressing play. Thanks for your curiosity. Today I'd like to talk about the want behind the want once again, because I find it an amazing topic. It's one of my favorite. I have many favorite topics, but it's in the top five, because when we can when I laugh because it's just so good, when we can figure out what lies underneath the want. I'll give you an example. I want, and mostly wanted, like desperately wanted, you know, like really wanted to happen. And I wonder actually if that's the kind of energy that we need for wants, and I don't think so. I guess the best kind of energy is to want something and also not care if it doesn't happen. You know, like genuinely want something and forget about it. And often I think when we want something, it's like, okay, how are we gonna make this happen? And we cannot, obviously, in that, most of the time in that moment, we cannot see how we could make it happen, and so we think about it even more, and that becomes our number one thought and kind of problem. And if we can just think of it like it's super, like I feel it now as super gentle, you know, like I want that, but if it doesn't happen, it's okay, you know. It's like, so what was it? So the most recent example, and I have so many. I went after so many things in my life that I thought I wanted, only to realize, oh no, I didn't. Or only to realize, of course, at the time, I didn't know that's what it was. I didn't know you had to look for the want behind the want. And I was 20, and I went to Australia to study sport management surfing. I mean, at this point, I think at that age, you can do pretty much anything. It doesn't really matter. Just experience, have fun with life. Still, 10 years later, a bit more, still, it's all an experiment, and we're all here to learn and just enjoy the ride. But yeah, sometimes I think our wants make us, or most of the time our wants make us feel something or make us experience something and learn, and it's enriching. And so it's actually good we go after them. Otherwise we would not be experiencing anything. If we would always figure out, ah, that's the one behind the want, okay, well then I'm not gonna do that because there's no point. Because either I can feel that right here, right now, or do that at home or whatever the behind is. So it's not to say like that you should not do the things. Absolutely, you should. Sometimes to a lesser degree, and I certainly talked about that before. If you want, for example, if your dream is to open a cafe, and you think, wow, yeah, when I have this beautiful space and this amazing coffee to sell and people are coming and are happy and I get to talk to them and whatever you're imagining about the cafe, I guess before investing, if that's just a dream like that, something that came to you, maybe work in one, for example. And it's not going to be the same because it's not going to be yours, but I think if you've never worked in one, for example, it would be a great start to see if you would like that kind of environment, because you're going to spend a lot of time in there at the beginning anyway. So we can take little steps towards our wants, and we don't have to risk anything or not much when we're still figuring it out when we're trying to discover what lies behind that one. Because maybe with the cafe, I mean, if you that's what you want to do, please go for it. But with the cafe, it might be that you like to drink coffee yourself and you think, yeah, I would love to work in that kind of environment because I love to consume it so much, or to smell it and to be around other coffee lovers. I don't know. It is a big culture these days. And I get it. I love it too. And maybe it is that you want to connect with people, and that's a way of for you to speak to people. You know, maybe it's connection, maybe it's the smell, maybe it's beautiful space, maybe it's having a team, or the opposite, no team, and you maybe it's a really small takeaway place and you are there by yourself and you can do whatever. Maybe it's about being your own boss, because you cannot stand bosses and colleagues anymore. Try to, if you have a big dream like that, that requires time and money, lots of resources, try to think about what lies behind it and think of the feeling you are wanting to feel once you're there, or you are already feeling thinking of the cafe. What is it? How do you feel when you picture yourself in your own cafe or in your own house overlooking the ocean, or in your maybe with a family, or whatever your want is? The cafe is just an example. And now I tell you my latest want and what I figured out. I might have shared that already, actually, but yeah. It's okay. I wanted to go see the Northern Lights in Norway on the Lofoten Islands. I probably don't say it right. And right, basically. Right there, overlooking the sea, the ocean. Not sure what what it's called over there. The fjords. And I realized, and of course I still want to do that, because I think it would be amazing. But when I dig deeper and I realized, okay, and I wanted to do that when I was very busy at work. And I'm much less busy. And it's definitely not the priority anymore. Because I realized what I was going to find there was peace. I wanted peace. Because I was working so much, I wanted to go to a physical place where I could feel peace, because I was not able to feel it where I was. Peace and space for writing, and especially not working at the job I was working at. So holidays, time off, space, peace, relaxation. Those are the things I wanted to feel. Those were the things I was after. And when I realized, well, I can have that here. I didn't need to go anymore. I still want to go, maybe next year, maybe in 10 years. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it really doesn't. And it feels so good to want something and yet be able to let it go, because it will happen when it happens. And now, of course, it's just, quotation marks, just a trip. Don't know if that's the right quotation marks, maybe not. I don't know if it's the you know, maybe it's not the want of my life, but I realize I don't have a want of my life anymore. I don't care. I've done so many things, experimented so much, and even the wanting to write a book is like, yeah, if it happens, it happens. But the most important is for me to write every day because it makes me feel good, but not because I need to be published and be out there. Now, it can be masked as resistance. Can very much be, if you're a coach listening to that and have some experience with that kind of stuff, you might be thinking, it's resistance right there. Maybe. But the peace I feel right now of not needing anything, of not having to chase anything, is priceless. So maybe it's just gonna last the rest of this week, maybe the rest of this month, but right now, yeah, that's what I wanted to share. Find a want behind a want and your life will get better. And it doesn't mean you cannot actually pursue it. And of course, you know, I did also a lot of work, a lot of self-hypnosis and a lot of so many alternative therapies and so much writing, journaling to understand what's going on. And it's a process. So if you're not sure what I'm talking about, let me know. DM me. I'll be happy to dig deeper into this topic and help you figure out what's underneath this want or those wants. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good day.